The importance of an example today on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard. By now, most of our high school coaches are well into the routine of the new year, and I hope that it's off to a great start for you. As you interact with other coaches, be sure to recommend the show. My personal goal is to encourage as many coaches as possible, so I'm asking you to spread the word and to take a moment and like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. Today, I want to address the idea of an example. How important is an example, a model, or even a mentor? As we step into the coaching profession, we accept the challenge of impacting the lives of our athletes on a day-to-day basis. By doing so, we know firsthand the importance of an example to our athletes. If you're teaching a skill, players learn better if they can see it demonstrated. The same is true in their daily lives. We can preach a standard all day long, but it will only begin to truly take root as they see it lived out by others. This provides assurance that you really mean what you say, that you believe it. An example is also important for encouragement, and that's where I want to go for today. While all of the things I've just said are without a doubt true for our interaction with players, they're also true as we interact with each other, with other coaches. If you've placed your faith in Christ, you're in a unique position to be an encouragement to others. In fact, Matthew chapter 5, verse 16 declares to us that we're to let our light shine among men. I've been told recently that the average shelf life of a head coach is less than 4 years. Think about that. If you're in high school or college, that means that the head coach won't even last long enough for a freshman who enters to graduate under the same leadership. That's a serious problem. Players need consistency. People need consistency. And I think that's where our position as both a believer in Christ and a coach places us in a unique position to be an encouragement to other coaches. I draw my own personal motivation from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, which says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith." The author of Hebrews here has just called upon his readers to make a choice, to decide if they're going to persevere in their faith or fall away. He makes it abundantly clear in chapter 10 that the perseverance is to be grounded in their faith, but that in the midst of difficulty, faith can be extremely difficult. He doesn't dodge this. He says that faith is the assurance of something that will take place, 100% assurance, even though you can't see it in the moment. That is faith in action. But that is difficult. Now, it would be somewhat discouraging if the author left the issue there, but he didn't. He spends the entire next chapter, chapter 11, walking down a list of characters: Abel, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Sarah, Rahab, and the list goes on. This may seem a bit strange, but the author has a very distinct purpose in mentioning all of these individuals. Although they were flawed, they remained faithful. So the message is this: while persevering through difficulty can be hard, it's doable. The author reveals this by providing all of these examples. Now fast forward to Hebrews 12:1. Since we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, all of these examples who've kept the faith, lay aside what's holding you back, your sin, and run with endurance, endurance that is needed. Run this race that's set before you, all the while looking to Jesus as our perfect example. I think as coaches, there's a powerful lesson here. take a moment and think about some of the struggles and the difficulties that you've had as a coach. I recently watched a video with Jocko Willick that explained his response to every bad situation as good. So you have a bad day. Good. You fail at a task. Good. You don't get the job. Good. The reason that this is his response is that every bad situation provides the opportunity for good to come of it. No doubt that in your job as a coach, you've experienced great highs and lows, good moments, bad moments. But what are you doing with them? How are you bringing good out of them? If we see the lifespan of a coach decreasing rapidly and fully recognize that this trend is not good for our athletes, then we have to ask the question, what are we doing to improve the situation? Just as believers need examples of those who have remained faithful, so do coaches. They need a cloud of witnesses. They need to know that they're not alone, that they are not the only ones experiencing the difficulties or the challenges that they face. Today, coach, I want to challenge you to step up to the plate, to reach out to a young or a new coach in your area and offer any help you can provide. Be an example. Be a model. Be a mentor. Someone that they can reach out to for advice and friendship. If we are for our athletes, we must be for other coaches. As believers, we must be out in front on this. We must let our light shine among men. If we want coaches to run this race and endure, we must set the example and make ourselves available. If more coaches endure, more players will endure, and that means more lives will be changed. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.